This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, a motorcyclist who rode from Colorado Springs to Denver in just 20 minutes has taken a plea deal with prosecutors. Rendon Dietzman pleaded guilty to speed exhibition. As part of the deal, he'll serve 14 straight days in jail, pay back the cost of his extradition from Texas, and lose his privilege to drive here in Colorado. The 32-year-old was facing a list of charges after he posted a YouTube video showing him going 150 miles an hour on I-25, weaving in and out of traffic. Dietzman is due back in court on April 23rd. Nearly a year after a man was found shot to death on railroad tracks near Fountain, the case is nearly solved. KRDO's Annabelle Childers has more.
Fountain police quickly began investigating Christian Cook's death as a homicide after he was found near the railroad tracks near Highway 8587. Cook's autopsy report reveals he was shot once in the neck and once in the chest. The incident left his family deeply shaken and desperate to know who killed him. Detective Michael Bigsby, the lead detective on the case, says he understands that many want answers, and he's optimistic they'll get them.
Cases like this, sometimes they're slow and steady. A lot of times you get a homicide case and you've got a suspect day of. But then sometimes a case like this, it just takes a long, tedious process and taking the right steps and thinking about things procedurally, and that's what we've been doing.
Bigsby says they are working to gather evidence so this case can be properly litigated. He says he understands right now the waiting game is difficult, but this time is crucial so the police department can file charges that will stick once an arrest is made. Reporting in Fountain, Annabelle Childers, KRDO.
No serious injuries are reported after the Colorado Springs Fire Department performed a low-angle rescue today. It happened near Airport and Powers. The fire department responded to a person trapped in a car off the ravine side. The victim was rescued and taken to a local hospital with minor injuries. Work is set to start soon on a permanent Club Q memorial. It will be outside the Colorado Springs building where a mass shooting took 5 lives in November of 2022 and injured 25 others. Survivors helped to open a new gay bar Friday at the Satellite Hotel called The Q. It has a collage of cards, drawings, and paintings of the victims. The co-founder calls it the first step towards creating a more inclusive environment throughout Colorado Springs. Two people are fighting to survive a shooting at the Lux Daiquiri Lounge. Springs police showed up to the scene early Saturday morning near Circle and Galley to find the victims gone. They suffered serious injuries in the parking lot and had already been taken to a hospital. Officers spent time collecting evidence and questioning those around, but still don't have a suspect or details on how all of this went down. A former detention deputy at the Pueblo County Jail is on the other side of the law this afternoon. He turned himself in Friday and was arrested on a warrant for alleged sexual misconduct with an inmate. The 25-year-old has since been fired and is being held on a $50,000 bond. The sheriff says any behavior that violates the trust and integrity of the public is unacceptable. At last check, there was no court appearance or arraignment scheduled. Speaking at the 144th annual White House Easter egg roll this morning, President Biden greets the estimated 40,000 people gathered on the South Lawn, expected to be the largest since the roll started way, way back in 1878.
Folks, welcome to what's expected to be the biggest White House Easter egg roll ever.
Cloudy skies and scattered showers and a few thunderstorms possible around southern Colorado through the evening hours. A few of these rain showers will transition over to light flurries early this evening. No widespread accumulations expected. We clear out overnight tonight. Overnight lows in the 20s and 30s. Highs will shoot back up into the 40s, near 50 degrees on Tuesday under mostly sunny skies. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mary Matthews with KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.